All right. Hey, good morning, everyone. We are at Richmond. It's Region 15C baseball action on KASM Radio as we're set to bring you another full day of amateur baseball on KASM. Thank you, Cy Funnenstein, for playing that great music this morning. And we are going to bring you a wall-to-wall baseball this afternoon. We'll have a break between our first game. That is Lake Henry and New Munich. And then our second game today will be Richmond and El Rosa with the nightcap Spring Hill and Meyer Grove. Don Heinen joins me in our short pregame here because they're just about ready to go, Don,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're geared up here to start this first game out today, and we're about ready to set to go here.
All right, why don't we get some starting lineups?
Okay, for New Munich, we'll be the visitors today. Jacob Hannenkamp will start out and play center field, batting second. Playing left field will be Hunter Rademacher. Batting third, playing shortstop will be Will Funk. Batting fourth, playing first base will be Nick Stangler. Batting fifth, playing second base will be Chad Funk. Batting sixth, the pitcher today will be Ty Reller. Batting seventh, playing third base will be Tanner Reelin. Batting eighth, playing right field will be Logan Funk. And batting ninth, doing the catching today will be Joe Stangler. For the Lakers, leading off. For the Lakers today will be catcher Shane Camps. And batting second, Josh Camps will be playing right field. Playing shortstop will be Matt Quaid. Batting third, batting fourth will be Jason Camps and playing first base. Batting fifth, playing left field will be Nick Dingman. Batting sixth, pitching today will be Carter Wessel. Batting seventh, the third baseman Grant Ludwig. Batting eighth, the center fielder Aaron Savelko. Batting ninth, the designated hitter today will be Adam Miller. He will be batting for the second baseman Sam Hupfer.
All right, thank you, Don. In the box, Jacob Hinnenkamp has taken two called strikes from Carter Wessel. The left-hander for the Lakers kicks and delivers. And Hinnenkamp just takes outside a ball and one ball, two strikes. Beautiful day. We've got a wind that seems to be blowing just about straight out to center field at the start of the morning here. Hinnenkamp takes a called strike three, and he is out on strikes.
Kind of happy we got a little breeze again this morning here. See a couple people standing outside. Their shirts are blowing around a little bit, so I think we'll appreciate it towards the end of the day.
Storms forecast maybe later tonight and early tomorrow morning, some scattered storms. So we'll see if the winds pick up a little bit as the day goes on as Hunter Rademacher steps into the batter's box. Hunter, left-handed hitter. And the first pitch from Carter Wessel's strike called 0-1. Carter starting out, throwing a lot of strikes, Don.
Yes, he is. Left-hander on the mound here. Tall, lanky left-hander. Junior, finishes junior's year at Painesville High School.
Swing and a miss by Rademacher. He's down in the count 0-2. We'll set those Lakers up for you defensively here after the pitch from Wessel. That's inside. The count, one ball, two strikes. Grant Ludwig over at third. At shortstop, it's Matt Quaid. At second base, Sam Hupfer. Over at first base, Jason Campson. In left field for Lake Henry, we have Nick Dingman. In center field, it's Aaron Savelko. And out in right field, Josh Campson. Behind the plate, it's the veteran, Shane Campson. And on the mound, Carter Wessel. Foul back and out of play by Rademacher, and the count stays at 1-2.
Carter threw him a big curveball that's pitched before this year.
There's a swing and a miss by Rademacher. Gets away from Campson, and Shane just can't make the throw as his angle.
I think he called him out.
Foul ball. Oh, he called a foul ball. Okay. All right. Interesting. I didn't think he even got close to it. But the umpire,
he did.
Home plate umpire saying foul ball. One ball, two strikes the count, so Hunter Rademacher back at home plate. And Carter Wessel kicks and delivers another curveball that Rademacher taps foul. On deck, Will Funk. Dimensions here, Don, big park, isn't it?
Yes, it is, 330 down the lines and 365 in the power alleys, 350 straight center field, right in front of that batter's eye in center field. Nice, big, spacious park. Big foul park. A lot of room to roam.
One ball, two strikes, pitches high, and the count 2-2. Kirby Hemish was telling us yesterday that they got a new lawnmower here, and you can get a striper on these lawnmowers that stripes your field, and it really adds to the ambience. Here's a bloop down the right field line. That's going to fall in for a base hit by Hunter Rademacher. Jason Campson did not have a chance at jumping up and catching that. It was just placed perfectly.
Perfectly placed. Will Funk coming to the plate here now today.
Shortstop, number 18, Will Funk.
Will had a multiple hit game yesterday. Was two for three, but hit by pitch. Tension based on balls.
And then good you look at his defense.
Oh, he's good.
Played a great shortstop yesterday and then came on and got a save yet, too. So pretty complete player yesterday in their 3-1 win over Richmond. Pitch to Funk inside, a ball, and 1-0.
Yeah, you watch Jimmy Toole throw 8 strong innings and bring Will Funk in relief. It's a little difference in speed on the fastball.
Absolutely.
A little different contrast.
One ball, no strikes. Pitches outside to Funk, and now 2-0. So with Farming winning last night, they have at least clinched one of our 3 state tournament spots.
Yes, they have.
They will be in next Friday night's game. And
one of these teams will also today.
One of these teams will at least have clinched a state tournament spot.
A 1-2 or 3
seed. A 1-2 or 3 seed, correct. Pitch a strike call to Funk, and the count 2 balls and 1 strike. Folks keep rolling in at the ticket areas here on both ends of the park. Pitch is low and inside, and the count 3-1. Richmond's a unique park, Don, because they have 2 entrance points, so they have to have 2 ticket.
Works out nice, so they come in from the east or come in from the west here.
3 balls, 1 strike to Funk. Here's a drive down the left field line. He turned on that, and that's way foul. And the count full at 3-2 now to Will Funk. Will played some at St. Cloud Technical College, also at St. Cloud State. And the pitch to Funk is fouled back and out of play, and the count stays full at 3-2.
That pickup was glad he was going a little slower.
Yeah, just all of a sudden he put the brakes on, didn't he?
Well, we have 2 lefties going at each other today. Ty Reller for New Munich, Carter Wessel for Lake Henry.
Both Wessel works from the stretch, looks at Rademacher at first, and Funk keeps battling as he folds it out of play. That goes off the hood of a vehicle. There's another job for Leo's Autobody and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Right. We're going to make Leo and Jolene busy today.
There's a lot of cars around.
Wessel, the pitch, and Funk drives this to the right center field. That one's going to roll to the fence. Rademacher digging for 3. Paul Sanders got the big wheel on. He's sending him. Here comes Huffer's throw. It's not in time. Throw back to second. It gets away from Quade. Rolls into center field. And off to third goes Will Funk. And it's 1-0 New Munich on the double by Funk.
Wow. Lace that one to the right center field gap.
So there's a double and then a throwing error that allowed Funk to take third.
All right, Will laced that one to the gap, didn't he?
He hit that, and he got to see a lot of pitches from Carter Wessel,
yes,
there, and really his timing just kept getting better and better. Here's Nick Stangler at the plate, a runner at third and 1 out. And the pitch inside a ball. 1-0 to Stangler.
Yeah, he gets that one up in the air. That's long gone, isn't it?
I agree. These runs that you get early are so important.
Oh, they're huge. Gives you a little cushion.
Wessel's pitch to Stangler. There's a strike called and 1-1.
As a pitcher, you got a little bit more confidence going up there trying to throw strikes instead of nibbling the plate continuously. You know, you go up there, you start throwing strikes. Give your defense a chance to make the plays.
Wessel rocks and fires. Here's a ground ball to third. Now Funk's going home. They've got him in a hot box. Shane Campson throws back to Ludwig. And safe. Funk gets back to third base as Ludwig missed the tag, and we could see clearly from up here he missed the tag, and the base umpire, Grant Gunderson, was right on that call. And on the play, Nick Stangler alertly goes to second base on that little hot box.
That's a good play by Will Funk, wasn't it?
You bet. No error on the play, just a fielder's choice.
Smart on his part to turn around once he got close to the catcher to have him run you down and then just take off.
Right.
Will's got that speed. You got to make a good throw, got to make a good tag. Get closer to the bag.
I think maybe Shane ran him back a little bit too far to the base because Grant Ludwig was down the line. He wasn't guarding the base anymore. And so Will Funk will be at third. Nick Stangler at second. Still only one out. One run in here in the first four to Munich.
I think I have to agree with you, Shane. I think he did run him a little too far back. Didn't give Grant that good chance to make that tag.
Exactly, exactly. Carter Wessel still working from the stretch with runners at second and third, and Chad Funk takes low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Lake Henry has not played since Friday night. They had a win over El Rosa on Friday night, 5-4 at Farming. New Munich playing yesterday afternoon. Wessel, his pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner in 1-1.
Had some good ball games so far, Randy. 3-1 New Munich won yesterday. Nobody's scored more than five runs yet.
No. So the pitching.
Three home runs.
Pitching has, no, actually four last night. We had another one last night. Yeah. Here's Funk, a ground ball foul. And the count 1-2. Yeah, last night, Nick Mergen sent a moon shot in Farming.
Night.
Yep,
yes.
Into the night for Farming. So one ball, two strikes. The pitch, and Funk drives us to left field. Right there to make the catch is Nick Dingman. Here comes the throw back into the infield. Will Funk will tag and score, and it's now 2-0 to Munich. So sacrifice fly by Chad Funk.
Just what you wanted the veteran to do is get a fly ball out to the outfield, let Will with the speed from third base. I think that could have been shallower if it would need it be. He'd have still scored, I believe.
You bet. Here's Ty Reller.
Randy's donning the glove here with a left-handed stick up.
Kirby, is this actually your glove? Wow, you shaped that really well. Okay. All right. Reller at the plate. And the strike called, 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. All one the count. Nick Stangler takes a lead at second. And the breaking ball gets Reller to shake in that box. It's like, oh, and there it comes across.
Yeah.
0-2 the count. And Reller taps this one. Wessel dives off the mound to make the play and throws to first. 1-3 on the putout. What a great play by Carter Wessel. And that ends the Silver Streaks first. Two runs on two hits. There was an error and one left on base. We have played one half inning. It is New Munich 2, Lake Henry coming to bat. More baseball in 1 minute here on KASM.
At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa in Belgrade for all of your insurance needs. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Good morning to you. 12 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and we have 80 degrees here in central Minnesota. And I missed one ad this morning and need to tell you that Dairyland Supply, Sauk Center, looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or call 320-352-3987 for details. That's Dairyland Supply and Sauk Center looking for a technician. 12 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, 80 degrees here in central Minnesota. Back to Richmond. More exciting baseball action with Randy and Don.
Cy, thank you very much. Back at Richmond Royals Baseball Park. Beautiful Sunday morning.
We had a heck of a game last night again, didn't we, Randy, over at Farming?
We really did. Wow. Yeah. Yep. Great ball game.
Great pitch game again by both sides, pretty much. And
went down to the bottom of the ninth inning again.
It did again. Yeah. Yes, it did. Yeah. Friday night, same way. You know, we had a good game Friday night against Lake Henry El Rosa. Pitching duel to start out that game, wasn't it? Wow. Strikeouts. Yeah. What was it, 28
strikeouts on Friday night. All right, Lake Henry, ready to start there. Bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Shane Campson, Josh Campson, and Matt Quaid facing Ty Riller. Ty, big, tall left-hander. His pitch on the way. That goes over Shane Campson's head, over the catcher's head, and the umpire's head. And if that isn't going to make you loose in the box, I don't know what will.
That's a scare tactic.
1-0 the count.
Wow.
Riller delivers. There's a strike called and 1-1.
Don't they usually follow it up with a big breaking ball?
Yeah, or a big breaking ball, right? Ball, one strike. Riller's pitch outside and the count, 2-1. 2-1 the count. And there's a strike called, and 2-2 now to Shane Campson.
Sure, is Riller through a lot of innings this year?
Not as many as maybe the past couple years.
Okay. Well, they don't really have to with Jimmy. He eats up a lot of them, doesn't
Tool
he?
Tool does, you bet. Nick Stangler threw a bunch, you bet. 2-2 to Shane Campson. Pitch just outside, and the count full at 3-2. Joe Stangler sitting behind the plate. That veteran catcher, he's just...
That's the thing that's going to have to... Ty's going to have to watch up there a little bit, not showing up the umpire a little bit, because
yep.
Usually works against you.
Count full. Campson will foul that back and out of play. And the count stays full at 3-2. I've umped with Joe Stangler as a catcher already, and I always like Joe, because he's always asking... If a pitch misses, where was that? Where was that? Yep. And Campson pops this one up over by third base. Reeland in foul territory makes the catch for the out. 1-0 and to the plate, Josh Campson.
You could see it for every game so far this year. We watched Scott Leeser also start yesterday. He was throwing some BBs right away in the beginning of that game. Looked like a few of them were strikes that were called ball. You know, the umpire's got to get a little bit acclimated to what the pitcher throws also, and I think you got to give them that first or second hitter once just to see what they got.
Exactly. Pitch to Campson inside a ball, 1-0.
You don't have to like it, but I think you have to give him that chance to get, like I said, acclimated to what he's got.
The pitch from Riller. Campson drives it down the right field line, and the count 1-1. Now, Josh moved up in the order from Friday night. He was down in the order. Now the number 2 hitter today. Kind of a floater in that lineup.
Yeah, I think he was batting 6th the other night, wasn't he?
1-1. And Campson rips a base hit down the third baseline over the outstretched glove of Reeland, and a one-out single for Lake Henry. Numinic leads 2-0. We're in the bottom of the first inning. And Matt Quaid to the plate.
Oh, he choked up on that bat again, Josh. Boy, he makes that back bat speed so much quicker.
Oh,
that
it
way.
Really does.
What a young man from Farming the same way last night choked up. I bet you he choked up 2 inches on it, and just the bat speed's unreal.
Here's Matt Quaid. The wind blowing from left to right, and then we'll see it blowing straight out to center once in a while. So definitely if a hitter gets it up in the air, that wind's going to help it today.
I think so. Feels a lot better today, too, doesn't it? We got some breeze. And
pitches high for a ball, 1-0 to Matt Quaid. Jason Campson on deck. Ty Riller works from the stretch, and his pitch. Quaid will follow it back and out of play. See if Leo and Jolene get another. Nope, that just missed a vehicle.
Oh, have to put some magnets on there. Put a little chip in the baseballs.
Game number 2 this afternoon, Richmond and El Rosa. That's about 1:30 today. Quick throw to first and back safely is Josh Campson. Ball and a strike to Quaid. What would you put Josh in his mid-30s right now?
I think he's...
Yeah. He goes on the pitch. The throw from Reller is high. The throw to second is dropped by Chad Funk. And safe at second on the stolen base is Josh Campson.
I think he's like 37.
Pretty good speed yet. I think coming through that throw was in Funk's glove for just a split second, and the helmet of Josh Campson knocked it away as he was sliding in. Two balls and a strike to Matt Quaid. The Reller pitch, and Quaid swings and misses, strike two.
37, I've confirmed, are going to be 37.
Two balls, two strikes.
I wish I could have run like that when I was 18.
Yeah. Ready on the mound, Reller, his pitch, and Quaid lays off the fastball that just misses a little high, and the count full at 3-2. So Reller's thrown a few pitches already. He went 3-2 to Shane Campson. Now 3-2 to Matt Quaid. And the pitch to Quaid. Strike three called. He gets caught looking. Reller painted that inside corner, and it'll bring Jason Campson to the plate. Jason. Pitching on Friday night. I saw him when he was playing first and throwing it around the horn. That arm's got a little zip yet. He's doing
probably okay. Feeling pretty good now.
You bet.
He had a little arm trouble here a few years back. Didn't throw much at all.
The pitch to Jason Campson. He rips this. Funk with a one-hop stop. Throws to first and got him. What a play by Will Funk at short. 6-3 on the putout, no runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played an inning, New Munich 2, Lake Henry nothing. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Good morning to you. 22 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. We're at 80 degrees, starting to see some clouds move in. Sun's still shining, but not quite as brightly as earlier. More baseball coverage coming your way from Richmond. It's Randy and Don.
Cy, I was looking at my Weather Channel earlier this morning, kind of wondering what the temperature would be around 11 o'clock, and they said 80 degrees, so you have confirmed that 80 degrees at right around 11 o'clock. Stepping into the batter's box, it's Tanner Reeland, and the first pitch to Tanner, a ball, 1-0.
Feels good.
Carter Wessel delivers, and another pitch inside, and 2-0.
Couldn't ask for better weather than this, could you?
It's summertime, right?
It is. It's baseball weather.
Yeah. Two balls, no strikes. Low again from Carter Wessel, and 3-0.
I seen a picture on Facebook the other day with 2 feet, 3 feet of snow laying around. And would you rather have this or a little bit of sunscreen on?
That's right. And ball four has Wessel issues a four-pitch walk to Tanner Reeland. That'll bring Logan Funk to the plate. Logan. Out in right field this morning. As Wessel works out of the stretch again, Reeland takes his lead, and Funk takes a strike called 0-1. Joe Stangler on deck for New Munich.
Logan 0-2 in a game against Richmond. at two a sack bunt and two base or and a base on balls, I should say. So he's doing his job in the bottom. There he's going to try to do it again, sack him over.
Pitch is low. And the count, one ball, one strike now to Logan Funk. 1-1. 2-0, New Munich leading. Grant Ludwig in on the grass over at third, anticipating maybe a bunt by Logan Funk. And he shows bunt, pulls back, pitches high, and 2-1. Good discipline there by Logan Funk, Don. That's where you just got to judge. You look for it in a zone, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's as a bunter, you got to look for it. You got to bunt strikes.
Two balls, one strike. Funk puts a beautiful bunt down the third baseline. Grant Ludwig fields. He'll throw to first. 5-3 on the putout, and on to second goes Tanner Reel, and Joe Stengler comes up to the plate.
That is one of the nicer bunts you're going to see for a sack bunt, isn't it?
It's picture perfect.
It is. It dies it into grass there and makes the third baseman.
It was just nice and soft off the bat.
Yep. He wasn't stabbing at it. He was doing what he was supposed to do.
I mean, we should tell Logan he's got to get bunting clinics and start at the major league level. Here's Joe Stengler at the plate, and the pitch to Joe is a strike called.
Spring training.
Yeah, exactly. 0-1 the count. Reeland at second, 2-0 to Munich here in the second. Carter Wessel pitches, and Joe Stengler way out in front of that breaking ball. Carter's got a pretty nice breaking ball, doesn't he?
He's got a good curve ball. Yeah. That there was kind of a three-quarter arm curve ball that he threw from the side. So he's got a couple different arm angles.
0-2. Wessel looking back and now stepping off the rubber. You know, Wessel, it just seems some communities grow left-handers, and
yes.
Wessel is just on that list of a long list of left-handers from Lake Henry. I look back to Lynn Hemish when Lynn pitched for him, Brian pitched for him. You look at even Mark Loxterkamp pitched over there for him, right. Left-hander.
And left-handed throwers.
Yeah.
Like Carter's lefty-lefty, where Lynn was a lefty-righty, batted right-handed.
Sure. Yeah. Fouled back and out of play. The count 1-2 to Joe Stengler. And I'm sure our Lake Henry fans out there are going to continue to tweet and text names of other left-handers that have pitched for Lake Henry. But just some of those pitchers come to my mind. And Carter Wessel fits right into that mold. Here's Stengler popping this up over by first base. In foul ground, Jason Campson makes the catch for the out, battling that sun a little bit. And two down. To the plate, leadoff hitter Jacob Hinnenkamp. Well, actually, Weston Brinkman, the last few years, there's been... Weston pitched quite a few innings for Lake Henry.
Weston not in the area now. I guess I'm not sure where he's at.
Yeah. He's listening, though.
Is he?
Hinnenkamp takes a ball, 1-0, and fouled back, and one ball, one strike. Weston's down in Texas.
Oh, Western Texas.
One ball, one strike. Reeland at second. And the pitch to Hinnenkamp. That gets away from Shane Campson, and Tanner Reeland's going to go to third on that pitch in the dirt. Wild pitch by Carter Wessel.
Man, just kind of glad he wasn't where that mass shooting was yesterday. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? And then we have another one last night in Dayton, Ohio again.
Right. Two balls, one strike. Wessel's pitch. Hinnenkamp swings and misses strike two. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third. Wessel delivers and Hinnenkamp pops this one up. Shallow right field. Coming hard and making the catch is Josh Campson, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 1.5. It's Numinic 2, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Good morning to you. 29 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock. We're still at 80 degrees here in central Minnesota. And just got to give a shout out to the good folks over at $7 Parish here in Albany. Sent over a dinner for Cy here, a chicken dinner. Oh my goodness, is that good. So if you're out and about today looking for a good meal, stop in at $7 Parish, their fall festival or summer festival happening right now here in Albany. And homemade chicken dinner, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, vegetables, salad. It's awesome, you bet. And I wonder if Randy and Don are finding any good food over there at the ballpark. Let's go back to Richmond and see what's happening at the ballpark.
Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the second inning, Nick Dingman at the plate. One ball, one strike, the count. And a runner delivers outside. And 2-1 now to Nick Dingman. The Reller pitch. Dingman loops this over Chad Funk at second into right field, a base hit. So the Lakers start with a hit here in the second.
First hit for Nick Dingman in the tournament, 0 for 4 on Friday night.
Yep, Cy, make sure you leave the leftovers in the fridge for Don and I. And I stress, leave the leftovers in the fridge for Don and I. Don and I were talking about chicken and ham yesterday because it was your wedding anniversary, and that's what they served at your wedding.
Yes, it was good. And it really sounds good.
And now it really sounds good. At the plate, it's pitcher Carter Wessel, and the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Tanner Reeland in on the grass over at third. Here's the pitch. Wessel swinging as they have the hit and run on, and this one just foul down the right field line, and 1-1 to Carter Wessel. One ball, one strike. Yeah, they do have good food here, though, too, at Richmond.
Yes, they do.
They got hamburgers and nachos and hot dogs and
pizza.
Pizza.
I forgot to have one yesterday.
So lots of good food here at Region 15C.
That's on my list today.
Pizza is.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike. Reller looks to first, and the pitch is low and inside. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike, the count to Carter Wessel. Reeland comes in on the grass again. And Wessel taps this one foul down the first baseline. And 2-2.
Colin, I think, was caught off guard in the coach's box a little bit with that one.
Colin Spooner over there at the coach box. Tom Ludwig coaching in the third base box. 2-2 the count. Nobody out here in the second for Lake Henry. And strike three called. Wessel gets caught looking. The Lake Henry fans in the grandstand not real happy with that call. And here comes Grant Ludwig to the plate.
Look pretty close to leave go with two strikes of Randy.
Grant Ludwig at third. He came in to finish the game on Friday night for Jason Campson. And Ludwig chops this to third. Reeland flips to second for one, and that's all they're going to get as Chad Funk holds onto the ball. So just a fielder's choice, 5-4. Two down, and here's Aaron Sivelko.
Aaron got the scoring started Friday night with a solo shot, home run. I think that was the fifth inning, wasn't it?
It was.
Fifth inning, yes. Scoreless game, good pitchers duel going on. And
Aaron's had one of the four home runs in this tournament.
That one he picked out, didn't he?
He did.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
Picked out a ton.
Pitches a ball to Sivelko, 1-0. Numinic leading 2-0. If you're just joining us here on KASM, thanks for being with us. Randy Rotstein, Don Heinen, Cy Funenstein producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Can pick us up on AM 1150 on 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we stream online at mychasm.com. Reller's pitch, there's a strike call to Sivelko, and the count at one ball, one strike. Those ticket takers down the left field line. We got Flip. We have Dennis over there down the left field line. Kevin. Those three yokels are listening to us on Chasm. And Flip said he's glad Donnie was wearing some deodorant today. So I think, and I noticed that too when you walked into the box. You really, did you bathe in deodorant today?
I did everything for you today.
One ball, two strikes, the count to Sivelko.
The ticket takers looked way too relaxed down there.
Sivelko will foul it out of play again, and the count stays 1-2. Well, you know, with that group, as long as they got a cooler next to them, I think they're happy.
Yeah,
so
you got to watch out for them guys. They get up too quick, you know. It's like it was years ago. You get a blackout in a hurry.
Oh, that's right, yeah. 1-2, two outs. Reller looking to first. Sivelko takes outside, and 2-2 now.
He's still flipped this year, too. You know, rolling out of bed is easy in the morning. Instead, getting off to Florida is the tough part now.
That's right. Two balls, two strikes. Ty Reller's pitch. Sivelko ground ball to first. Glove by Nick Stengler, the race to the bag. Stengler's going to win it, and the unassisted putout for Nick. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on for the Lakers here in the second. We played two, Numinic 2, Lake Henry nothing. More Region 15C baseball in a minute on KASM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozier, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams.
We're coming up on 23 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Still have a temperature reading. Actually, it's bumped up to 81 degrees now. 81 degrees, sunshine. Once again, bright sunshine here at the studios in Albany. As we take you back to Richmond, more Regency baseball coverage with Randy and Don.
All right, Cy, top of the third inning. Numinic and Lake Henry. Numinic leading 2-0. It'll be Hunter Rademacher, Will Funk, and Nick Stengler. Facing Carter Wessel, Hunter Rademacher, base hit and a run scored. Back in the first inning, and the first pitch too. Hunter is outside of ball, 1-0. Hunter, one of the sons of Tony Rademacher. We enjoyed playing baseball against Tony for many years. There's a strike called, 1-1. Tony was part of a lot of those Numinic state tournament teams too. Here's Rademacher, fly ball to right field, shading his eyes is Josh Campson making the catch for the out.
What a ball scaring, isn't it, Randy?
It
that
is.
One wasn't hit very hard, but still sent Josh Campson backpedaling quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know if Buddy Ossendorf's here today from New Munich, but we got to say hi to Buddy. He's one of our big Chasm fans. So, Buddy, if you're listening at home or if you're at the game, hello from the Chasm folks. At the plate, Will Funk, and the pitch to Funk is low for a ball, 1-0.
Always nice to talk to Buddy. Some baseball from years ago. It's always fun talking baseball with him.
Buddy's gone to a few baseball games in his lifetime,
yes,
too.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. Pitches outside to Funk. Now two balls, no strikes. There's the breaking ball from Wessel and 2-1. It seems if Carter needs a strike, Don, a lot of times he'll go to that curveball.
Yes, he does.
2-1, pitch high, and now 3-1.
Gee, look at that left-handers. You know, you don't see him throw a straight fastball, hardly ever.
No. There's another breaking ball for a strike, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and Funk swings and misses. He's out on the breaking ball. That's a big nasty.
Wow.
Two outs. And Nick Stangler steps into the box. Nick bounced into a fielder's choice in his first at bat. And 0-1 the count to Nick, a pitch in the dirt, and 1-1. Chad Funk on deck. One ball, one strike. Stangler a swing and a miss, strike two. The ball, it's two strikes. And just missing on the outside corner with that pitch is Wessel. And 2-2. Josh Campson playing quite a ways off the right field line as Stangler fouls it back and out of play. The count stays 2-2. Kind of squeezing that right center field gap. They kick the pitch. Stangler to right center field. Coming in hard. And Savelko dives and makes the catch for the out. Nice catch by Aaron Savelko. That'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We play 2.5. New Munich 2, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here, and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the teams from New Munich Meats.
And we're at 18 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading, 81 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. Back to Richmond. More Regency baseball coverage with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the third inning, Adam Miller, the number 9 hitter, DH at the plate. In the first pitch to Adam, a strike called 0-1. Down in Region 4C yesterday, it was Norway Lake taking on Milroy. And Starbuck taking on Marshall yesterday. Looks like Norway Lake ended up losing to Milroy 9-1. Wilmer beat Atwater last night 8-4 in 4C. Today, It's Regal taking on Raymond at 11 o'clock this morning. New London's taking on Bird Island. Both those winners go to the state tournament as Miller swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So a strikeout for Ty Reller to start the third inning.
Should be a good game, Regal and Raymond, you said?
Regal and Raymond in the winner's bracket there. And New London Spicer and taking on Bird Island. That's another good game there. Here comes Shane Campson to the plate. Shane popped up to the third baseman in his first at-bat. And Shane takes a strike called 0-1. Tanner Reeland in on the grass over at third. And the pitch is going to hit Shane Campson. Ooh. And he'll go to first.
Shouldn't laugh, but Shane just kind of, that just did not feel good right at all.
Because we asked Shane Friday night after their win because he was hobbling a little bit, and he said he's got something with one of his muscles in his interior leg.
Oh.
Yeah, so he does have that. And then he said he's got something with his one toe as well, so... He does have some issues going on there. Here's a chopper on the ground to second. Chad Funkel field flips to first just in time to get Josh Campson. And Josh stumbles at the end and falls face first into the grass. It'll move Shane Campson to second. 4-3 on the putout. Two outs, and here comes Matt Quaid to the plate. Josh limping as he comes off the field. I think he hit his knee pretty hard. That deceleration, it's always the tough part. You know, we can accelerate, but that's slowing down now.
I heard a lot of stuff when I slowed down. It wasn't from acceleration either.
As Quaid swings and misses strike one.
Yeah, I can see like Josh here too. He runs hard at that bag, and you hit that bag a little bit different. It's not good.
No.
And you can look at his uniform, his knees and everything. He does a lot of sliding, a lot of diving.
Quaid swings and misses, strike two. 0-2 the count to Matt Quaid.
Knees take a beating.
They do.
They do.
They do. 0-2 the count. 2-0 Dominique leading here, bottom of the third inning. Runner Shane Campson at second, the pitch to Quaid, and a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. Couple strikeouts for Quaid today. And for Reller in the ball game, he's just picked up his fourth strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played three here in Richmond. Dominique leading 2-0 over Lake Henry. We're back in a minute.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind, and we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
That takes us to 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 81, our temperature here in Albany. Bright sunshine gracing our land here in central Minnesota. More exciting baseball action. We take you back to Richmond, Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Top of the fourth inning. Chad Funk will lead it off for Dominique. Be Chad Funk, Ty Reller, and Tanner Reeland. Going up against Carter Wessel. Carter has struck out two through the first three innings. He's given up the two runs on two hits. There was an error behind Carter out there, too.
It's a throwing error, wasn't it?
Yeah, by the first baseman, Campson, has allowed Will Funk to go to third. 1-0 the count to Chad Funk. There's a strike called and 1-1.
Chad was 1-for-5 yesterday with a single against Richmond.
Pitch on the inside corner to Funk, and now 1-2.
That's a tough spot right there. Carter can keep that ball in the inside corner and low like that, it's going to be effective.
The 1-2 pitch, Funk sticks the bat out, taps it to third. Ludwig in on the grass, throws to first in time to get Chad Funk. 5-3 in the putout of Funk, one down.
Tyreller 1-for-5 against Richmond yesterday, had a single.
I give Chad Funk a lot of credit to go what he's gone through.
Yes.
Fighting cancer and coming back after that and playing amateur baseball at this level again.
You bet.
It's pretty awesome. Pitch a strike call to Tyreller.
It's the way Chad always played, though.
Yeah, he did.
And he fought hard.
He fought hard. You bet. And if anybody was going to beat cancer, he's going to beat cancer.
You bet. Good for him.
Reller chops that's this one trouble to left field, and that's going to fall in front of Nick Dingman. So a two-strike base hit by Ty Reller. Just going with the pitch, hitting it where it's pitched, and Reller picks up the Silver Streak's third hit today.
That's a good at-bat. Don't try to do more with the baseball than what you can. Go with it, hit it where it's pitched. Always try telling even softball players or whatever it is, you don't have to pull everything. Try to go up the middle is your best bet. Try to hit the ball up the middle.
Pitch two, Reland inside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count, Logan Funk on deck.
Tanner Reland was also 1-for-3 with a single yesterday and a base on balls.
Pitch a called strike and 1-1.
Don't know much about Tanner Reland. Is he a young man?
Yeah, I would fairly put young Tanner yet about that 20, 21.
Oh, okay.
There's strike two called to Tanner. 1-2. Nice crowd on hand for our opening session here. Richmond and Al Rosa should bring a nice crowd too as Reland swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Carter Wessel picking up his third strikeout today.
Right fielder number 33, Logan Funk.
And Logan Funk to the plate. Logan put a nice sacrifice bunt down in his first at bat. Jason Campson is going to hold Ty Reller over at first. As Carter Wessel looks to first. He comes home, pitches a ball, 1-0. We saw Ty Reller steal a base yesterday.
Yes,
good speed
did
yet for a big, tall kid.
He's not very old either yet,
no,
Ty.
No. The pitch, low for a ball, 1-1.
Been playing a few years, though, for New Munich.
Yes, he has.
Young.
Carter Wessel kicks and delivers in. Logan Funk takes inside. It is 3-0, excuse me, 3-0. Joe Stengler on deck. The 3-0 pitch, high ball 4.
Wow.
So a 4-pitch walk will bring the number 9 hitter, Joe Stengler, to the plate.
Joe Stengler.
His first at bat popped up to the first baseman, Campson. Chokes up on the bat a little bit, ready to put it in play. Reller leads from second over at first, Logan Funk. Here's Carter Wessel's pitch. Stengler, ground ball to third. Grant Ludwig down on it. The race to the bag, and Ludwig wins it. That'll do it for New Munich in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We played 3.5. It's New Munich 2, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KSM.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Babrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Babrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Babrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Babrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality building since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.